Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am joined by one of my longtime friends, Jeanette Diaz. Hello, Jeanette. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. It's so good to be with you today. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, we've just been hanging out here and laughing and chattering and having a good time before we hit the record button. So our energy is kind of high today. But I met Jeanette back in 2021 when she was recognized for the RDH Award of Distinction. And her career has just gone crazy in many, many different directions. But Jeanette, let's tell our listeners what you're focusing on right now. What are you working
right
on
now
for May?
Well, right now, Jackie, I am currently finishing up my doctorate in health sciences. I would say that is one of my priority areas. You know, I have a full-time job. I teach part-time. And I also have an RDHAP practice. So right now, the priority is, yes, finish school, finish the degree. But really, it's being able to get through my days and my weeks and be real intentional about, you know, what I'm doing every single day. So I'm not looking that far ahead. Right now, it's really like a day by day, week by week, month by month. But that's about it.
Well, and for our listeners, that is something that Jeanette and I were talking about. You know, there are many of us who don't know what we want to be or what we want to do when we grow up, per se. But by putting one foot in front of the other and taking hold of opportunities when they come to you, many times you'll go down the path you were supposed to go. I mean, 20 years ago, did you think you'd be doing what you are right now?
Absolutely not, Jackie. 20 years ago, I had a little toddler. I was a teen mom, and I wasn't quite sure. You know, it was really hard to look that far ahead. And so, yes, I think even when we are, for those of you that are high achievers or those of you that are, you know, you're not quite sure, right? You finished hygiene school and you know that you want something else, but you're not quite sure. I think it's okay. I think it's okay to sit with that and, you know, not worry about what's coming. I think saying yes to opportunities is a great thing. It's also okay to say no to some opportunities, but I think being willing to put yourself in those uncomfortable moments sometimes can be real pivotal. So, and I think you feel them. You know when to say yes or no. But just not being afraid to go for it and try new things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and oftentimes, you know, for those who are listening to us today, that you're looking for that next opportunity, that next move, it might be as simple as just attending a state conference. It might be attending a national conference. It might be coming to RDH Under One Roof and being around like minds. Jeanette, you actually attended RDH Evolution this past year, and you already have a lot on your plate, but you just came because you wanted to see what else was out there. What was your experience like?
Oh, it was amazing, Jackie. RDH Evolution is something that when it started, I was curious about it. And, you know, you hear that this is where hygienists that want to take their career to the next level, this is where they go, this is where you network. And, you know, for someone that has so much on their plate, I thought, well, do I really want to find more opportunities? Like, yes, maybe. But most importantly, I wanted to be around other people that, you know, from different states. I think that's my favorite thing is just meeting hygienists from other states. And it was really empowering. I feel like I came home and I, you know, had a lot of time to reflect on the things that we talked about. And I felt like there were so many things that I sometimes would struggle with. I mean, I still do. And you think that you're the only person, you know, that is going through these things. And once you start talking to your colleagues, you find out, you know, that there are others going through similar things. And they also have approached them in different ways that maybe, you know, I hadn't considered. So those were some of my takeaways. And then it was so much fun. It was really fun. I think that I'm so glad I went, and I encourage anyone that's on the fence, you know, go sign up now. Sound like a commercial right now, Jackie.
No.
But it was wonderful.
Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes the life of a dental hygienist is lonely, especially if you're a hygienist that is in a solo practice, you know, that you're the only hygienist, or if you're in a community that doesn't have a study club or an area where you can get together with other hygienists. So I think any time that a hygienist has an opportunity to hang out with other hygienists, it's just a high energy level, and it's just reinvigorating. But mostly, I mean, you know, you talk about 20 years ago, you didn't know you were going to be there. I mean, 20 years ago, I didn't even have a editor's role in my vision. You know, 20 years ago, I was still clinical and loving every minute of it. But when you start putting one foot in front of the other and looking at these opportunities, some of them are scary. Some of them, as you said, some of them you want to do, some of them you don't. But if you could, and this is going to be a hard question, this is something we talked about. If you could think of one pivotal moment in your career that just moved you forward, what do you think it would be? Was it a challenge? Was it a personal challenge that made you know you were strong enough to do it? Was it a success story? Is there any pivotal moment?
That is such a great question, Jackie.
You don't have to answer it today. Now it'll just make people want to reach out to you and say, hey, Jeanette, what was your pivotal moment?
Wow, that is a hard question.
Yeah. While you're thinking, for me, for those who don't know me, I went through a divorce. And when that happened, I was totally responsible for myself, benefits included. And so it was a very powerful, pivotal moment because I got to do what I wanted to do, and all of my successes became my own. So for those of you going through a divorce, reach out to me anytime. I've got some answers for you.
Oh, that's definitely life-changing. But I think when you are on your own, you have to depend on yourself. And you, when you do that, you realize just how much you're able to, when you rely on yourself. I mean, I've done it for a long time, and I've had the failed relationships as well. And I shouldn't say failed, but, you know, just, it was time for something else. And
positive momentum. That's what I call it.
Yes. And it really forces you to look inside and to really dig deep. And I would say, Jackie, one moment that I think is coming up is when I quit my master's program. I had enrolled, and, you know, I was so excited about pursuing my higher education. And then things just got really messy, and there was a lot going on, you know, personal and just work. It was a lot, and I don't think I went in with a plan of how I was going to do this, and I decided to quit. And I remember one of my professors really trying to get me to just hold on, you know, she says, you can do this, I know you can do this. And it was way easier at the time for me to just walk away from it. And that, I think, was a pivotal moment for me personally and professionally, because I looked at it as, oh, you know, I failed, I gave up. And in reality, it gave me time to really think about whether that was really what I wanted to do, whether it was for me. And so I had some time to really gain clarity. And then eventually I went back. And I think when I went back, I would say that was also another pivotal moment, because I was able to complete something that I didn't think I could. You know, there was this part of me that just, I guess I didn't quite believe in myself. I was angry for quitting something. But then on the other side, I'm quite stubborn in some ways. And so I would say those two were moments that were pretty big for me in my personal and professional life. And I think it's okay to step back and say, yeah, this isn't for me. But for me, it really gave me the time to decide, you know, I have to put everything into this, or I have to walk away knowing that, you know, I tried my best. And yeah. I knew that I hadn't tried my best because, you know, I quit.
Yeah. Well,
real fast.
You know, I am a firm believer in timing. And so it just, the time wasn't right. And something inside of you lets you know it wasn't right. But to our listeners, unfortunately, we can carry on with this conversation probably for a good hour because it is definitely an intense conversation. But I think what Jeanette and I wanted to share today is that if you don't have a plan, that's okay. You don't have to have a plan. But what you do need to do is continue to have a forward momentum, whether it's attending courses, whether it's taking CE classes, whether it's reaching out to other hygienists, whether it's looking at, you know, different forms of education. Just keep moving forward. As long as you're stagnant, you may stay unhappy. But if you find that forward momentum, who knows, you could end up like Jeanette working on your doctorate. You could end up as a chief editor of a magazine. You could end up working as a sales rep for a company or in marketing. You don't know what the opportunities are. But until you step to the edge and take a few chances, you may never know.
Right.
So wrapping this up, Jeanette, do you have any final words on this intense 10-minute podcast we've just created?
My final thoughts on this, Jackie, for today are, you know, to really focus on yourself first, you know, really look at what drives you, what your passion is. And if there is something that you really want to do, I think don't be afraid if it looks like it's a really long road. Like you said, you know, one step at a time, you will eventually get there. But along that journey, it's so essential to be surrounded by individuals who are going to uplift you, empower you, and also call you out on some of those things that, you know, we sometimes need that little push. And so I think getting out there, going to courses, you know, just being open-minded would be my advice to those that might be in that, you know, kind of feeling stuck a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeanette, for sharing this serious conversation from the heart, from the roads that we've been down. To our listeners, we hope we've inspired you a little bit. If you need to reach out to either one of us, we're always here to coach, mentor, talk to you, help you out. And to all of you, take care, have a great day, and hope to see you at RDH Under One Roof. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.